8:14, Carl and Eric with you on Tri-Cities Talk Radio. It is a Wednesday morning. About this time each week, we check in with Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of our program. Good morning, Bill Hall.
Good morning, Carl and Alec, and East Tennessee.
There you go.
Remember, what was that, Robin? What was it, Robin? What was that guy's name that was a real good comedian? He played,
Robin Williams?
Robin Williams. He said, good morning, Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. Classic movie.
Yeah, classic movie.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, we missed him.
Yeah, very much so. Very funny guy, and troubled fellow, as it turned out, too.
Well, we all have our different things.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah. Nobody knows what's in somebody's kitchen until you've gone through their cabinets. Okay.
So, thank you very much from Bill Hall, the man who seems to know a lot about that sort of thing.
Gone through a lot of cabinets.
Let's talk real estate in Northeast Tennessee with Bill Hall. And, of course, all across the country right now, things are at sixes and sevens. I mean, it's just kind of strange. We don't know exactly what's going to be happening from week to week in terms of a lot of things. And, Alec, you actually had a question for Bill that you wanted to talk to him about, I think, interest rates or something?
Yeah, what's up with the interest rate? The Fed's going, you know what, we're going to raise the interest rate, and that should give us some relief from this inflation.
Okay, so,
what's up with that?
Yeah, so they have to do... They feel like they have to do something, and that helps in a very, very minute manner, but not really very much. It's not going to curb raising interest rates really don't curb inflation. Inflation is something that's a byproduct of just life. I mean, things go up as we mature through life, as the years go through, we have increases in wages, we have increases in cost of materials, we have increases in cost of production of materials. Transportation's been a big, huge one. I mean, the gas industry, the oil industry is trying to take profits now because they know that one day they're not going to have all these gas-powered cars that then sell all the oil that they do. So that's a big aspect right there for the future. But as far as the interest rates going up, they're going to go up. They've been far too low for far too long, but that's not going to really curb the inflation that's already in place. I don't know if you guys really notice this. I know you notice it at the gas pumps, but the grocery store is a lot worse than the gas pumps. I mean, if you go to a grocery store, that the cost of goods at a grocery store is unbelievable, and everything from pet supplies to paper products to everything has gone up substantially.
Things that I've noticed the most, not that I buy a lot of them, but when I do, it's been a while since I bought a 2-liter soft drink.
Oh, wow. How much are they now?
Well, back in the day,
literally, it was
like 99 cents or one. Okay, so Pepsi and Coke, they flip-flop every week.
Right.
So offering one week
specials.
Yeah, one week it would be like $1.80 for a 2-liter.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, Pepsi would be, you know, a dollar.
Yeah.
And then next week Coke would be a dollar and Pepsi would be $1.50 or whatever.
Yeah.
Now it's like $2 plus.
Yeah, I've seen $2.99 regularly for 2 liters.
Well, guys, understand something. The price of diesel fuel, which transports all of our grocery items to these stores, has over doubled. I mean, it's higher than the price of unleaded gas. It costs a lot less to make diesel than it does than unleaded gas. So it really amazes me how they can justify those price increases.
Two or three manufacturers now that are working hammer and tongs to develop electric trucks. And I don't mean pickups. I'm talking about delivery.
Yeah, Tesla's coming out with semi trucks that are electric powered.
Rivian, is that the other one? Something like that.
You have a Tesla, and I was going to say, I was actually looking at not a Tesla, but like a $9,000, you know, makeshift electric car. As far as your electric bill is, I mean, you know.
It costs me about 4 cents a mile to charge the car.
Okay.
If that's any relationship to anything for anybody to help make that equation. Your car cost about 15 to 20 cents a mile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mine's 4 cents a mile.
Okay, so every month, when you got the Tesla, let's just ask that, how much more in your electric bill did you see?
About 20% increase.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean,
it's a lot cheaper than buying gasoline.
Well, you know, the wife and I, we divide the bills, and I'm in charge of the electric bill, so I'm like, yeah, if I got to pay 20% more.
I know, right?
But, yeah, I mean, I was literally looking at the thing last night. It's like the most inexpensive electric cars because literally all I would do is just use it to drive back and forth to work.
You could do it with a scooter.
Yeah. I thought about
100 miles a gallon.
And I thought about that too, that and a motorcycle, but yeah. I don't trust myself or anybody else, you know, with a motorcycle.
I tell you, somebody hit you on a scooter, they better be prepared to pay some serious damages to their car because Bella's a big guy. Listeners haven't seen this guy's not an NFL football player. He's almost as big as my buddy Robert. Anyway,
we were talking about inflation too, that, you know, three of the big stressors that are making the prices go up are still with us. I mean, we've got a war going on, which is affecting so many agricultural things. You've got still got a pandemic going on around the world, affecting a lot of supply chain things, especially from China and Southeast Asia. And, you know, we've got the added impact of the gasoline as well, too. So those aren't going away right now. And you're saying inflation is always going to be with us. Will it abate at some point?
It will slightly. We will not see 30% increases in the cost of food products because we already have seen that. Okay, so my grocery bill's double than it's been. I don't know about anybody else's, and I'm eating the same.
Yeah, exactly.
The same deal.
Yeah.
So I think that we're going to see some relief in the terms of the prices. The inflationary, because it cannot continue to go up, because then it will make it unaffordable. See, when people stop buying stuff, if you want to get a price check, stop buying something, and that manufacturer will immediately react to that and give you a price variance on that. So as long as people continue to pay these prices, and we're going to have to pay. Inflation is something that you can't live. You can live with it. You can't live without it, because every year there's going to be an increase in some cost of maintaining something will continue to go up. I mean, just look at what's the expectation of you guys. You work and you get paid a salary, right? But don't you expect a raise every year?
No.
You don't? Okay, well, you're the only one who doesn't, because
if I do
a great job, I expect a raise.
No, I mean, in a perfect radio world, yeah, that's great. And some companies do give you the annual raise for inflation and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'd say 90% of the places that I've ever worked have never done that.
Yeah, same
here. Let's give you an annual raise for inflation.
Are you hiring, by the way?
And we are, actually. But let's take that out of the conversation. The issue is this, that the prices are going to go up, but I hope that my salary is going to go up to maintain the up prices, to pay those up prices. So that's inflation, but inflation is a normal thing. So we just haven't had it for many, many years. All we did is defer it. Mm-hmm. We weren't getting away free from inflation. Inflation didn't go away. All we did is defer it. Now we're like crazy.
Okay.
You know, now it's going through the roof like that. And how does that affect the housing industry?
I was going to ask, transition to that.
When you have high inflation and you have high interest rates, okay, it affects the affordability. Remember, the affordability of people to live. And part of their affordability is making a house payment. And as interest rates go up, the house payment will go up too. You know, if you say now, I mean, there's house rates are around 6%. So if you buy a house, you're going to pay about 6% on the mortgage rate. And it was not too long ago, just like right around the corner, a few months ago, it was 4%. So that will affect affordability, will affect people to be able to buy a house. But you know what we're starting to see, which is really a concern to me, and I want the people that are thinking about selling to really listen to this statement. We're seeing a slowdown in buyer activity. So if the buyers don't come to the plate to dinner, we're going to have a lot of food in the restaurant that doesn't get eaten. In other words, you know, we've got to get the inventory will fix itself when the buyers stop buying, and they're already starting to slow down. So if anybody's thinking about selling a house, guys, I mean, really, you need to tell your friends and family this, that they really need to do it now versus later.
Should they begin considering adjusting their asking price now? Because you said in times past, this spring, you know, we've had asking price plus 30% and 40%.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I see lots of houses go on the market. If it doesn't go under contract within a few, you know, a week or two, they need to drop the price for sure.
The price point is always critical.
It's the critical aspect of it. But you know, so we're seeing houses coming on the market and not having as many offers. I put a house on the market for sale last week in Johnson City, and I expected, you know, maybe 10 offers on it because it was just that desirable of a place and price point. I got 3.
Really?
Yeah. So it was at a low price point. In other words, a lot of people could qualify for it, but we're just seeing a slowdown in that buyer activity. It's not gone away completely. I can still sell your house for top dollar, but I have to do it pretty quick.
Yeah.
That's the way I'm looking at it right now.
So you kind of saw a little bit of a handwriting there that says, okay, it's time to readjust the way we approach this.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And so, you know, it's going to balance, the market will ultimately balance itself, as well as the economy will too. We'll all find that happy median, you know, and live within that. And I'm starting to see the slower activity in the buyer market right now. So I definitely want to, you know, we're still very good, though, and I want to capture as much of that as possible. So if somebody's thinking about selling a house, I would definitely do it immediately.
Okay, that sounds very good.
Or at least call me up and ask me some questions about it.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Because that's Alec, the interest rates and inflation don't really have anything to do with anything other than interest rates go up, it'll put more money in some people's pockets.
Interest rate corresponding to mortgage rates. Anything to do with that?
They do have a correlation, but it's not direct.
Okay.
They do. I mean, it's much more. It's a whole other topic and a whole other show. But I mean, and I'm not really the expert on that either. So you know, I'd get a lender in here to talk about it more. But so yeah, I think this is a good time to sell a house. If I was going to do it, I'd still put my house on the market today and hope to get top dollar for it.
You make it easy to get in touch with you. What's your number?
I have several ways to get in touch with me. You can call me at my office phone number, which is. I just forgot it. What was it?
930-610.
Well, first of all, my cell number is 946-7575.
Right. While you're looking that up, I'll repeat that.
I never call my
946-7575. Bill will answer immediately, and if he doesn't answer immediately when you call, he will get back to you as soon as he can. I've experienced that. He's pretty good at it.
Yeah, the office numbers, I apologize, is 530-7077. But the best number is the 423-946-7575. Give me a call. If I can help you, answer any questions that anybody would have, even if they're not thinking about selling their house right now, but they have a couple questions, I'll be happy to help them. If they just need a contractor to get some work done, I could probably refer them to somebody that's qualified. So just give me a call. Premier Homes and Properties, any of our agents will be happy to help. But I'll love to talk to people.
All right, the number one more time.
946-7575.
Bill Hall, Premier Homes and Properties. They sponsor this portion of the program. We'll talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.